Ron Volano, licensed mental health counselor, addiction counselor, and also certified clinical hypnotherapist, and owner of Family and Personal Counseling with multiple locations throughout the New York and Long Island area, and author of a book called The Zing.
How has your practice been now that we seem to be emerging a little bit from the pandemic?
Stronger than ever. Lots of people, I think, became very aware that counseling was available and affordable. I would say it has helped many people where they didn't think it would. I think a lot of people thought counseling was a lot of work to get started about their lives. And most of us have no problem telling the story about someone else. But when it comes to ourselves, it's very difficult. So if you ask someone, who are you? They find themselves by jobs, by relationships. I'm a parent, a college student, but who are you? Very simple question, but very, very difficult for most people to answer. And if anyone who is listening wants to try it, ask themselves the same question, say, who am I? But define yourself other than anything external. So when you have counseling, what's going on now, possibly there'll be a post-pandemic. Mm-hmm. And I think we're going to have a nice level of people going to counseling and helping themselves.
And you are seeing that yourself in your practice, right?
Very much. We are hiring quality therapists all the time because we grow. We're all over the state of New York, Long Island, and I'm licensed in a few states for telehealth as well. We get called all day, every day. But I think what happened was a lot of other therapists who work privately are very busy because they're not in the offices and they're working from home, so which is making it more convenient for the population to go to counseling. Moms with kids can now go out in the car and do their 45-minute session while kids are in the house doing the homework and someone's in there watching them. Now they can just do it from wherever they are, vacation. And I have to be honest with you. I think a lot of insurance and everything else would think people would be taking advantage of it, which would be costing them more. It's really reversed. It's people are doing it because it's a little more convenient, that they're finding it, that it's becoming very fruitful. And we're going to have healthier relationships. We're going to have healthier families. We're going to have healthier couples. So I think the purpose of counseling is helping them have better lives.
Let's talk a little bit about what issues are coming up at this time in your practice. Do people believe that we're emerging from the pandemic now? What are you hearing?
It is a great question. People are very divided. It seems not by politics any longer. Now it's a personal thing. Some people are afraid to get the shot. It's going to be a lot of doubt now. The other population is you have the ones who had COVID now believe if they had it, they don't need the vaccine. Doesn't matter what anybody tells them. They're not going to need it. And they'll worry about it later because their fear of getting the vaccine is stronger than their fear of getting sick. And that's where counseling comes into play. You know, so we have such a divided. I know I personally got the two vaccines. It was not bad at all.
Looking beyond this present crisis, is there any going back to the way things were before the pandemic?
See, what you're saying is that the buzzword today is normal. Normal also has a cousin called abnormal. You're going to have change in life. When I was 8 years old, my mother got me up in the morning and sent me to elementary school. That was normal. I had my lunch at a certain time in a little bag. I did my schoolwork. I had to be home and everything else. Then I went to high school. It was another new normal.
Yeah.
So now whether it's that kind of definition of normal or having a pandemic or having job loss or have whatever happens in our lives, we are equipped for change. Now, accepting the change, that's where the complication comes in. That's what I talk about actually in my book, The Zing, how to embrace the change, and change is good and change is wonderful. Doesn't feel like it, but a lot of us have had incidents where we either lost a job or relationship, we were miserable, we didn't want that change at all. That was terrible change. And then we found a new job months later, whatever time later, or we found a new relationship, and we said, wow, if that didn't happen, I wouldn't be in this great spot now. So we need to look at a lot of changes, not all, but a lot of times when change happens, and even in the pandemic, the only thing we didn't want with this pandemic is the loss of lives. However, we learned from this, and we could all move forward to have better lives and create a new normal, but a new normal isn't really new. It's just change creating something that now we'll call it normal. And I don't want to get too deep into it because normal is, the definition of normal is just a consistency of doing something every day, very similar to what you did yesterday. And that's not going to happen. Change is happening 24 hours a day. And the only thing we know for sure is that we don't know the next second.
What would you say is an overview of what you're hearing from people at this point in time?
Their lives are stressed out. They feel like this pandemic was more of taking away their freedom. And now as they're getting their freedoms back, you have a group of people, of course, who are still bitter that I can't believe they did this to me. But I can tell you this, it's lessening. More people are just getting out and being happy they're out there. They're being happy they can go back to amusement parks. They go back to plays. They go back to the movie theaters. Starting to feel a little bit more like everything's opening up again. They're feeling better. So we're seeing less people having that depression. And now realizing, wait a minute, all my downside and all my stress levels and everything wasn't just because of the pandemic. It was other things in my life. And now they're going to start working on that. So I think it's starting to free up from the fear of the pandemic, keeping them in the house and, you know, the government telling them they can't move. So now they're allowed to move on their own. And now by doing that, they're saying, uh-oh, I still have some issues going on. And it wasn't only has to do with the COVID or the pandemic.
Anything else you want to add?
Love to see everyone out there just start to live their lives fully, accept the changes. Hopefully there were wonderful changes. And if there weren't, then do your best to start working on changing those that weren't good for you. If you have a day where you are feeling good and you do have a job and you're in a good relationship and life is good and you're not happy, I always say I wouldn't want to meet you when those things aren't happening to you. Because yeah, if you're not happy when things are good, I don't know how that person will be when they're not good.
Thank you, Ron Volano, for taking the time with me today.
Thank you for having me, Tom. Appreciate it.